And joining us from the 36th District, our State Senator Jim Stamas. How are you today, Jim?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing good, buddy. I know busy times. The last time we talked, we were talking about the governor and his State of the State address, but governor just recently released his new budget plan, and that's kind of where we're starting today, isn't it?
Yeah. Governor Snyder came out yesterday and proposed his final budget. Hard to believe it's already been 7 full years,
wow.
And this is his final 8th year. Very pleased with at least the way that we're starting. It's less than 1% increase in the overall budget, and it's it has prioritizing in education, in infrastructure, and in rural areas, especially on broadband. And I particularly liked it, like comment of the governor is that when he came in, he had heard all these plans on broadband for rural areas, and he looked at it again. Over the last 7 years, he's seen the same map that's been presented, and he's said it's enough. And so he's actually created a work group that is looking into it, and then he is asking within the budget to put $20 million in. For broadband specifically, but is looking to make sure that there is a success of actual improvements. And so I'm excited to hear that.
Yeah.
Education was the largest increase we've seen in over 20-some years, I believe. He's proposing right around $312 per pupil increase to the base, and so that's huge.
Yeah.
That would reduce, when he first came into office, there was about $1,100 still a discrepancy between what the basic minimum amount is versus what other schools across the state. And back in the 90s, we actually voted in Proposal A that was supposed to close that gap. And we've not seen that large gap close as much as we've seen it close under Governor Snyder over the last 7 years. And so if we do accept and put into place this this dollar amount, it will reduce it by another $220, which puts it at still a gap of about $550. But he will have reduced it by half of what others have taken well over a decade to get done. So that's exciting news.
Yeah.
To see that. And then continuing on with infrastructure, there is some lapsed dollars, and he is hoping to put another $175 million on top of what we've already been putting into the roads and bridges. And so, we've got, I think, good momentum on our roads and bridges and the highway work that we're getting done. This is another $175 million going towards that. But out of the $175 million, almost two-thirds of it goes either to the townships or to the counties in the dollars that we're...
Mm.
So it's not just MDOT, Michigan Department of Transportation,
right,
getting those dollars. It's also it's the county road commissions, and it's the townships that are having work done within the local areas. And so... That was also, I think, a very positive part of the approach. And so he's definitely on track, I think, to get his 8th budget done, hopefully by early June, I think, will be our goal again.
Okay.
So that schools and local government know what their budgets are. Not wanting to do what we had before or what the federal government has done recently, which is shut down the state or the federal government. And so... very, very excited for the budget. And then I was just up in Tawas at Mr. Jack's for the dinner for Perksville, which was, I got to meet the young king and queen and the couple, and awesome turnout at Mr. Jack's. Food was great. I had to have the perch. I
You're
did
right.
the pan fried perch. It was outstanding.
That's right.
And so...
It was, no doubt. The royal feast there, and the Cherwinskys is our reigning Perchville royalty. Pretty nice.
Yes, exactly. So getting out, headed to Gaylor tonight for, this afternoon, up to Edenville today, then over to Gaylord. There's the Gaylord Chamber of Commerce dinner tonight. And then on Friday, we're meeting up in Indian River, which is just outside my district. But each year, one of us in the north puts together a snowmobile trip for southern legislators. And so Friday is a kickoff to take some of the legislators, senators, or representatives from down south up, show them the great north, show them what an important asset the trails are, and show them, quite honestly, all of the great restaurants and other things that we have in northern Michigan. So that's an exciting opportunity to have that happen as well. And so we'll be on that on Friday, and then couple more events, I think, on Sunday, and back to work on Monday.
You are a busy man, no doubt about it. And if they can't catch up with you in the numerous places you're going to be, as always, Jim, they can give your offices a call.
They can, and that's 855-347-8036. Again, 855-347-8036.
All right, 36th District State Senator Jim Stomas. Jim, always a pleasure, my friend. Safe travels to you, and enjoy the snowmobile ride.
Thanks, Kevin. Have a great day.